What is the word, y'all? It's Devontae, it's Reaper Training, and y'all now tune into the Reaper Motivation Podcast. And today is going to be a bit of a shorter podcast. I just wanted to speak on something that's kind of hot right now in the hip-hop community. And it's the Boosie and T.I. situation. Now, I'm not going to speak on the snitching part because I kind of spoke on snitching in the Quality of Honor podcast. So today is solely going to be something that I think is underappreciated now, man. And that's just communication with your friends. And the reason why I say that is because if y'all not familiar with the situation, essentially, T.I. has snitched on an old on his cousin, on an old case that he had, a gun case, and because his cousin died, so he wouldn't be prosecuted, so he snitched on him, and he spoke about it in an interview, and Boosie heard about it, got mad, and it was like, oh, our joint album's off, and he's a rat, and yada yada, and they had a bit of a back and forth on social media. Now, I'm not talking about whether or not T.I. did what he did. I'm not talking about whether Boosie's right. I'm not even talking about the whole concept of snitching in this. What I'm talking about in this is going to be, if you have a friend, bro, if you have a friend and you have an issue, that issue should be between you two. It shouldn't make it to social media. It shouldn't be a talk of the town. It should just be y'all two. If you have an issue, walk up to your homie, bro, and as a man, as an individual, look him in his eye and tell him what your issue is. There's no reason Boosie, as soon as he saw that interview, if he felt the way he felt, he should have called him. Got right on the phone with him, like, hey, what's up with this, bro? What you doing? What's this about? Under no circumstances should he have went on an interview and said anything or went on. Now it's no longer an issue between y'all two. It's an issue between you and the world. Now, you know, your disparity with your homeboy is public knowledge. It's up for public consumption. And that should never be the case. If that's your real friend, that's your real somebody who you look at as a solid individual, as a homie. He's earned the respect for you to speak to him about something like that. And you know, I feel like sometimes we get caught up with this, you know, this aura of you know, social media is just such a. Social media has to know everything. That's how we look at it. Social media needs to know everything, good, bad, and ugly in our lives. They got to know about it. And that's not the case. So, you know, and you destroy a lot of good friendships doing shit like that. I guarantee you, there's probably, man, I don't know, at this point, millions of people who've destroyed genuine, solid relationships over social media. And that goes for friends and relationships. Because they simply didn't just talk to that person. Every time I get on social media and there's a girl or a dude who's making relationship posts, and me knowing that you're in a relationship, you talking group, like talking greasy about girls and how they feel and how they look. I'm like, bro. Like, on perception, I'm looking at it like that's probably about his shorty. But I'm not going to look into it any further because I don't give a fuck. But you know motherfuckers is nosy and you know how people act. And if y'all don't know, I'm going to put y'all on some game. A motherfucker like me. Now look, when I see my people put shit on that, that's my homies. So if my homie posts something about his shorty, I'm not looking at that with hungry eyes. Like, oh, yeah, me holler at his girl. Because my relationship with my homeboy is more important than with a girl. You see what I'm saying? Now, some of y'all can't relate to that. Some of y'all are so thirsty for ass, y'all going to snake out whoever y'all need to get some ass, but it ain't that serious to me. But giving y'all some game, when y'all get into it with y'all shorty and you start posting fucking memes and songs and shit and all types of putting your business out there, the motherfuckers in the background that's sitting there waiting for you to fuck up, they going to slide them DMs. Is everything okay? Are you all right? I would never treat you like that. That goofy shit. That's they coming. They waiting. That's the fuck they going to do. A lot of motherfuckers your homies too. Keep it a buck. Like I said, ass ain't that important to me while I do that to one of my homies. But there's a lot of motherfuckers who don't share that sentiment as I do. So, you know, whenever I see that, I'm just like, bro, if y'all had just kept that to y'all fucking selves, we would have never known, gang. And you could have solved it in-house. Solve that shit in-house. When you let other people into your business, they know that they could divide and conquer. They know it because y'all relationship is that strong. Keep that shit to yourself, bro. I got homies that I don't even rock with no more. People that I stopped interacting with, you would have never known. Would have never guessed it because I'm not finna broadcast that out that, oh yeah, we not seeing eye to eye. It is what it is, bro. So, when I look at the Boosie and the T.I. situation, the reason why I want to speak on it is because, you know, as I told y'all before, bro, your life is going to be dictated by relationships. The bonds and the connection that you make in life. And you can destroy some genuinely good bonds by just not being an adult and speaking to somebody when you have a problem. And this is actually going to lead me to my next point. Stop being fucking passive aggressive. If you are a grown ass man, and you have an issue, stop being passive aggressive. What the fuck are you scared of? That the one thing that's always irritated me the most about passive aggressive dudes is like in the setting that's in, bro. What are you scared of? Give you a case in point. I was at work one day. And I parked my truck in an area, and a dude comes up to me. He's like, yeah, you know, that truck, you know, can be in the way sometimes of, you know, people doing stuff. I was like, oh, you think so? He said, yeah, you know, you never know. Could just be in the way. Like, bro, if you want me to move my truck, tell me to move my fucking truck. Why are you beating around the bush? Like, I almost don't want to move it because you being so soft about this shit. But this is what the fuck I be talking about. This passive aggressive fuck shit. And like, it's so tolerated. Like, just, bro, if you have an issue, bring up that issue. What's the worst that's going to happen? That's the thing I always want to ask people when I catch them doing that. It's like, yo, did you think that you bringing up that I should move this or do this, that I was going to slap the shit out you? If the answer is no, then why the fuck are you being so scary? Y'all see what I'm saying? Like, I remember when I told y'all, you know, way back when about the supervisor when I was at the shipyard. I would check him on shit or say shit. And there was shit that people was mad about, too, that they wouldn't say nothing. And I always used to, like, matter of fact, I think I even told them, like, yo, bro, what are you scared that he's going to do if you say something?
Well, you know, I don't know if he, you know, I just don't want the drama.
The drama, what? You think he gonna punch you in your shit? He not. Speak the fuck up. If enough of us can say something, maybe he'll stop the dumb shit. But because you scary, and these other motherfuckers are scary, we all gotta go through this bullshit. Open your fucking mouth. So, going back on topic, if you got a homie, bro, if he's doing something that you don't agree with or that you think is wacky or whatever, speak about it with them. Now, if the relationship can't last past that, oh the fuck well. You're not going to be friends with anybody. You're not going to have friends forever. That's just life sometimes. I'm not in control of it. You're not in control of it. No one's in control of it. That's just how things go. But never should you allow your fear of conflict, not even confrontation, just conflict, to make you, oh,
well, yeah, I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm just gonna stop hanging with him.
Open your mouth, gang. Again, what's the worst? If you're scared that your homie gonna beat your ass, you shouldn't be friends with no way. Like, if I was to go up to somebody and be like, why don't you say something? Well, I think he gonna black my shit, bro. Like, well, in that case, you probably shouldn't have been homies with him to begin with. I just don't be getting it, bro. But yeah, man, just when I saw that whole T.I. Boosie situation, I just was like, man, like, how many friendships? And you know what's crazy? People are looking at it on the outside just like, oh, at least Boosie holding his ground and yada, yada. And you know what's so funny about this? Is that T.I. did this exact same thing with Lil Wayne. And T.I. was hurt about it. And I guarantee you now, whatever he's going through with Boosie, I guarantee he's like, damn, bro, I did Wayne dirty, bro. I should have called him. I should have spoke to him about it before I posted it for everybody to consume. That's how, and you know, I'm not going to say I'm, you know, absolved from it. I can't think of, off the top of my head, like, I don't know. I can't really think of a time that I've done something like that to a close friend. I don't think. But, like, it could happen. You know, it could happen. You never know. We human. And we have this fucking phone that we can just put out our thoughts at any time. But, again, bro, like, just, y'all gotta understand the damage and the consequences behind your actions. And just, like, is it worth it? Put negative energy out there, put negative bullshit out there to destroy relationships for what? You could have chopped it up with your homie. Go talk to your homie. If you listen to this right now, you got a good friend that you know is a good friend, and he just did some wacky shit or some shit that you just feel that you got to speak on, hit him up. Call him. Speak to him. Stop being petty. Stop being goofy. Go holler at him. The worst thing that's gonna happen is the same thing that's gonna happen if you go to social media with it, and y'all gonna lose that relationship. But you'd much rather lose that relationship on a genuine, we just don't agree, and there's no coming back from this, as opposed to, oh, I went and told Facebook and Twitter what the fuck was going on, and it just made it messy. So, like I said, this was gonna be a short one. I wasn't trying to go a super long time with this, because I wanted to be super concise, because I felt like this was something that just, you know, beating around the bush and going around the idea just was not going to be good. I just wanted to give y'all straight what I felt about it, and just, you know, hopefully this is a good sign. Like, if you got somebody who y'all not seeing eye to eye, you want to go to social media about it, or you want to do subliminal posts and memes and find TikToks about your situation, just call that person, bro. Call that person. Have a conversation. They deserve, if that's somebody who you care about, who's a good friend of you, they deserve that respect to have a conversation with you. And I'm gonna leave it at that. So, this is Devontae Reaper Training, man. Y'all be easy. Please, if you're listening to me on Spotify, please follow. It's much appreciated. Become a member. My book is out, Tenacious Rose. I would appreciate if y'all show some support to that. It's on Amazon. And we don't chase dreams, we hunt goals. Y'all be easy.